Can you review some of the major studies in the first-line setting that were reported?
Well, there were two classes of trials. One set looked at lenalidomide with dexamethasone as an upfront therapy, and the other group looked at bortezomib-based regimens. So we can start with the lenalidomide-based regimens. There was one trial presented by Jeff Zonder, which was a Southwest Oncology Group study that looked at lenalidomide with high-dose dexamethasone versus high-dose dexamethasone alone as an induction therapy. That trial was closed a little bit early because ultimately it was felt that the dexamethasone-only arm was no longer an adequate induction. But before it closed, there were almost 100 patients put on both sides, so it did provide a fair amount of important information. And what was seen, as one would expect, was that the lenalidomide with high-dose dexamethasone arm had a better overall response rate, a better complete response rate, and a better progression-free survival at 1 year, as well as a trend towards a better overall survival at 1 year, although that data was, again, not yet mature. I think the other piece of interesting information from that study was that for folks who were randomized to the dexamethasone arm that did not have a good response, they were able to be treated with lenalidomide and high-dose dexamethasone. And the interesting finding was that although the overall response rate improved when you added lenalidomide to the high-dose dex, it still did not reach the same overall response rate as if you had started on lenalidomide and high-dose dexamethasone to begin with. And what that suggests is that you really are better off starting with your best regimen up front rather than using one or two active drugs with the thought that you're going to reserve others for later on. And that's a theme that I'll touch on a little bit later as well. But one of the big debates in myeloma for many years has been, should we use our options sequentially because we can't cure the disease, or should we be as aggressive as we can up front? And I think some of the recent data really favors the second course.